The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 25. Then the kingdom which comes from the heavens will be compared to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. The foolish, when they took their lamps, took no extra oil with them, but the wise took extra oil in their vessels, along with their lamps. Now while the bridegroom delayed, they all fell asleep and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, "Look, the bridegroom! Go out to meet him!" Then all those virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. Then the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "Perhaps there will not be enough for us and you. Instead, go to those who sell and buy some for yourselves." And while they went away to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins also came, saying, "Lord, Lord, open up for us." But he answered and said, "Truly I say to you, I don't acknowledge knowing you." Start Dyer Commentary. This is one of Jesus' promises. He says, "But whoever denies me before men, I will also disown before my Father who is in the heavens." That's a quote from Matthew chapter 10, verse 33. Keep watch, therefore, for you do not know the day or the hour. For it will be similar to when a man, going to another country, called some of his own slaves and delivered to them his goods to administrate. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2. To another 1, to each according to his own ability, and he went on his journey. Right away, the one who received the 5 talents went and did business and made 5 more talents. In a similar way, the one who received the 2 talents gained 2 more, but he who received the 1 talent went away and dug in the earth and hid his Lord's money. Now, after a long time, the Lord of those slaves returned and made an accounting with them. So he who received the 5 talents came and brought another 5 talents, saying, "Lord, you delivered 5 talents to me. Look, I have made another 5 talents. His Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You have been faithful with a few things. I will set you over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." And he also who received the 2 talents came and said, "Lord, you delivered 2 talents to me. Look, I have made another 2 talents. His Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You have been faithful with a few things. I will set you over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." Then he who had received the 1 talent also came and said, "Lord, I knew that you are a hard man, reaping where you didn't sow, and gathering where you didn't scatter, and I was afraid. So I went away and hid your talent in the earth. Look, here, I am giving you back what is yours." But his Lord answered and said to him, "You wicked and lazy slave, you knew that I reap where I didn't sow, and gather where I didn't scatter. Therefore, you should have at least invested my money with the bankers, so that at my coming I would have received my money back with interest. Therefore, take the talent away from him, and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who uses what he has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But with respect to him who does not use what he has, even that which he has will be taken away. And throw out that useless slave into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. But when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then will he sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will set the sheep on his right side, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right side, 'Come, you blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to see me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when did we see you as a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, Truly I say to you, just as you did it to one of the least important of my brethren, you did it to me. Then will he also say to them on the left side, Depart from me, you cursed, to the eternal fire which is prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you didn't take me in. Naked, and you didn't clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you didn't visit me. Then will they also answer, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then will he answer them, saying, Truly I say to you, just as you didn't do it to one of these least, you didn't do it to me. And these will go away to being eternally cut off, but the righteous into the eternal life of God. This is the end of Matthew chapter 25.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.